learning Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting around 12-14 lines down, beginning of the middle wide lines. Ad Hachi, as Reichem and Zakai and the Kesar are talking, also Pristika Leha Miraimi, there came a message, a shliach, a messenger from Rome. Omale, kum, stand up, the mislay Kesar, the king died. The Amri Hanu Chashuv the Raimi and the Chashuv people of Rome, they said Lasuvich Bereisha, that you should be in charge now. You should be the new king. Havasayim Chabasani, he was wearing only one shoe at that time. Boilu Misayim Achrini, want to put on his other shoe. Loi Alba, did not go up. Loi Alba, Loi Al, didn't go on because his foot also got very fat. Boilu Mistafal Idach, he wanted to pull off the other shoe. Loi Nafik, didn't come off. Oma, my high, what's going on over here? Oma Lei. Don't worry. It doesn't mean that you're sick. You thought maybe he has some kind of sickness. It says, no, Shmua Toiva Asilach. You got a Shmua Toiva, and when you get Shmua Toiva, your bones get fatter. The Chsiv, Shmua Toiva Dashin Etzem. Shmua Toiva will fatten your bones. Elamaita Kante, what's the Itza? Leisi Inishloi Mesvi Daitach Mine. Bring someone in front of you that you don't like much. Let him walk in front of you. The Chsiv, Ruach, and the Pasuk there says that if it's a if it's nav a ruach necheya to yabesh garim, that if it's if you're a low ruach, if you're not happy, you're upset, then it'll dry out your bone. Avad achi ayel, and the other shoe came off. Amale, so the Kesa tells Reichem Zakim, ach misukuli hai, if he's so smart, ada inna my loy asoyga boy, why didn't you come? Amale, I told you already I couldn't come. Brayani was stopping me. Amale, I know not me. Amalech, I just told you should have blew yourself out and burn everything down. Amalei, so nice that the case tells Reichem Zakeh, Mezal Zilna, I'm going to Rome now. I'm going to send another general here to lay siege. Elaboy minel midi the etinloch. Ask me something, since I'm so impressed with you, ask me something and I'll give it to you. Amalei, so Reichem Zakeh told him three things. Tainli Yavne v'chachameh, give me the city of Yavne with the chachamim. And the Sahedrin was there at that time. Vishashilta. Vishashilta the Rabbi Gamil, and spear the Rabbi Gamil's family, and because they are from the Mishpachas HaNasiim, they're from David HaMelech, save their family, the family of Rabbi Gamil. Vasvasa, and please give me doctors, Messiah the Rabbi Tzadik, that will heal Rabbi Tzadik. So that was the three things he asked for. Kari Ola Reyes with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef, or maybe Rabbi Akiva, said on Rabbi Yechim Vizakeh, Meshiv Chacham Ochor V'dati Misachel. Again, like we said before, that sometimes Hashem, because Baruch Hu takes away the Das V'chamim. If Bayi Elimei Melei, he should have told the Kesar, Shashkinuch Adazim, leave us alone this time. And he didn't say that. Who saw that? He thought, Rabbi Yechim Vizakeh's cheshmon was, Dilma Kuli Haile Ovid. Maybe that he won't do, but Atzal Port Na'am Eloi Hava. I won't even get the Atzal Port. At least let me get what I have. Let me get what I can get. At least get what I can get. So the doctors who are going to heal Rav Tzadik, Mahi, what they do? Yoyim Kamal, the first day, Ashkim Mahi the Pari. They gave him water that was soaked in it, bran, subin. Lamacha Mahi the Sipuka. They gave him water that was soaked with bran and some flour. Lamacha Mahi the Kimcha, water with flour. Ah, the Rav Achamea, Porta Porta. They gave him food slowly and slowly until his stomach improved more and more until he was completely healed. Also, Shadri El Titus HaRasha. They sent, Aspasianus, who is now the Kesar, he sent Titus HaRasha to go destroy Yerushalayim. It says in the Pasuk in Parashas, Azinu V'Omar, Ey Elokeimoy Tzur Chasoyeboy. Where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the rock that you relied on? So that's going on, what Titus HaRasha did. That's Titus HaRasha. Shechiru V'Gida Klap Imayla. He was Chir V'Gida, which means he cursed Klap Imayla. Ma also, what did he do? Tofa Zoyna V'Yodei. He took a Zoyna, V'Nichas Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, went to the holiest place in the whole world, the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'Tzia Sefer Torah. He spread out a Sefer Torah. V'Ovar Alei Aver. He did Aver on it. V'Notol Saif. Then he took a sword. V'Gida Es HaPareches. And he stabbed the Pareches. V'Nasa Neis V'Yadam V'Vatzvetz V'Yotze. Dam started coming out of the Pareches. U'Kesov HaHorogetz Atzmai. He thought to himself, Ki'ilu, He killed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like Tosfos speaks out, Nasa Neis. Tosfos speaks out, Le'idia, the Kosh of Ne'amakum Korves Mikdash. That was the remez of the Neis. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Shogu Tzayarecha Bekarev Mayadecha. It says in the Pasuk that the Tzayarecha screamed in the care of Mayadecha, in the place of your base Vad, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, some Oisai, some Oisai. They made their Simon and Masimon. They saw the Simon of Dam coming out, and he decided it means that Haragas Atzmai. They killed the Ki'ilu, they killed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achas Shalom. Avachalon Omer. The Pasuk says, Micha Moicha, Chasin Ka. So what's that going on? Chasin, the word Chasin, we're touching here, means that he misapek, he held himself back. So, who's like Kodesh Baruch Hu who could hold himself back and so strong that he could hear the news of a Gedufa Shai Rosh and is quiet? The Rabbi Shmuel told me, Mikha Hashem, which means we tie it like this. Mikha Mecha Be'ilmim, who is like you in the quiet ones? Ma Asa. So, what did Titus do afterwards? Not also Parechis, he took the Parechis, also came in, Gargusti, made it into a basket. In Vehavi called Kalem Shem Mikdash Venichemahem. He took all the Kalem and the Mikdash and he put it into it. And the purpose was that, of course, he was taking all the Kalem, but he brought the Parechis also with the blood on it to show everyone, look, Haga Haragas Atzmai. Vayeshiva Mesvina put it onto a boat, Leilich Lestabach Be'irah, to go and Mestabach in the city. Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, Vechem Isi Risham Kavurim. You see these Risham who deserve to be buried. Uvo Makam Kadosh Halechu, they came from a Makam Kadosh. V'yishtachu be'ir ha'shkeir asu. But the Pasuk Shana Pasuk means, but Ma'aseh, whatever he did in Yerushalayim is forgotten. No one remembers about Titus anymore. But Ma'aseh, we darshan, Atikru kavurim ela kavutzim, which means he gathered the kalim. Atikru v'yishtachu el v'yishtabachu. That he's mishtabeach in his own hometown with all the things he gathered from Yerushalayim. Ikad amri kavurim mamish, which means that recent Rosh Kavurim, the Risham took things that were Kavurim, because it means that the Filim Milad and Tamram, even things that the Yidden hid, Yerushalayim and Galian Lahain, he found them. So now he's going in the boat with all his Kalim. Omad, this is after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Omad Alav Nachshol Shebiyam L'Tayve. All of a sudden, there was a big storm in the water, and it was about to drown. Omar, so Tita says, Kumadumani Shalai Kayam Shal Elu, Ain Gvuras El Mayim. It seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Gvuras only in water. Ba Parai Taviyam. Parai, what was the end? By Yamsuf, they got killed. Ba Sisra Taviyam. Sisra also, it says there that there was a Nachshol, it says El Kishon, Nachal Kishon Garfam, the whole army was swept away in Nachal Kishon, also in the water. And Afu, now also, Titus also, Hashem wants to kill me also with the water. Omer Laila Tavein Imayim, Im Giber, who, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu Giber, Yala, Le Yabasha, Ve Yasi, Imi Mechama. Let Hashem get me by Yabasha when I'm in the land. Yotza Basko, Omer Rasha Ben Rasha, Ben Rasha, Esav Rasha. Rasha Ben Rasha, you know, Beria Kala, Yeshli Ver Lami, I have a small little berry, I have Yitushma, its name is Yitush, it's a little bug. A my curly barrier kala, why is it considered a small barrier? The ma'alma isli has a mouth, it brings in food. When afghan isli has no way to, no food ever leaves the bug, only brings in food. It's not mighty rei at all. So, Allah Yabasha, he got up to the land, dry land, Matasa Muhammad. You go up to the land, Matasa Imam Muhammad. This little bug will do with you, Muhammad. And Kachava, Allah la Yabasha, he went up to Yabasha, his little bug went in through his nose. But Nokar b'moicha sheva shonim, and it pecked away at his brain for 7 years. And this was very painful. Imagine he had this chronic, crazy headache for 7 years straight. Yom Echad, one day in the middle of 7 years, he's walking by a blacksmith. When the blacksmith was banging, the bug, that was the little fly that was in his head, stopped pecking. My headaches go away. So call Yoima Maisinafka. So every day he hired a blacksmith, Umochu Kame, and banged in front of him. Lenokri all the Arabs. Yuzifa Nokri paid him four zuz. It's enough that you see me in such pain, your enemy in such pain, is you do for free. So he did 30 days. After that, Kim Dosh Dosh, the fly was already used to the banging, it wasn't working anymore. Tanya Omar Pikisman, and it went for 7 years until he died. Tanya on Pichas Ben Aruva, and he used to be Gdoli Raimi. I used to be between in the government of the Romans. Shemais, when Titus died, Potsuas Meichel opened up his head. Umotsubai Ketzipra Dror. This fly grew to the size of a Tzipra Dror. It's like a swallow. Mishkos Shnei Shlom, the size of two, it was, the weight was like two Shlom. Besneit the Tana Gdoli Ben Chana, like a pigeon, a Ben Chana, Mishkos Shnei two litren. Oma Abai Naktina, we have a Messiah that this fly is a nace. Pivshal Chayshis, his mouth was made out of copper, Vitziparim Shabazel, and its claws were made out of metal. Kiavakamayis, when he died, so Tita said, do me a favor, Amalahu, Leklulu Gavra, burn me up, and spread the ashes over the seven oceans. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't find me. But look, me Medina, bring me to Din, which made no sense. Says the Gemara, the Unklus bar Klunikis bar Achsei the Titus Hava. Unklus was the nephew of Titus. Now, is this the Unklus who made the Targum? It's a big shayl. The Meritz Chayis over here says it's not that Unklus. That Unklus lived 100 years before this. This is about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That Unklus lived 100 years before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But it was a ger named Unklus. He was, before he became a ger, this is the story before he became a ger, he was the nephew of Titus. Have a bayit legure.
Unklus,
it's also a ger. Of course, it's also a ger. 100%. Have a bayit legure. You want to become a ger? Also, askel Titus ben Negida. He brought up Titus with this kishuv called Negida, his oiv. And Amalei man chashuv ama. Who is this after this died? He said, who is chashuv in that world, next world? Amalei Yisrael. So mahu. So he asked him. So Unklus asked his uncle, mahu ladrukavu. Should I go attach myself to the Klal Yisrael? Amalu, no, it's not for you. Milayu nefishim. They have a lot of halachas. Lemot tzisla kumune. You're not going to be able to mekayim all them. Zil, I'll give you an eitzah, Zoktitis. Zil agribu, go fight with them, bu alma. Bahavis reisha, at least in this world, you'll be a chashav person. Nechsiv, hoyu tzarel arosh, which means, kol ha-meitzli Yisrael, nasa roish. A Kodesh Baruch works out, anyone who starts off with Klai Yisrael is a roish, because it's a bazillion for a small person to start with Klai Yisrael. So therefore, we take any garbage man, make him into Hitler, and then he has a right to do that. Because that's the way Hashem makes it. That kol ha-meitzli Yisrael, nasa roish. Omalei, Dino the Hugavra Mai. So the uncle asked his uncle, well, what type of inish do you have over there? Omalei, the Mai the Pasuk and Afshay, the thing that I wanted for myself. Call Yoyim and Makash the Kitme. Every day, they gather all the ashes and they reburn them every day. Vidanilei, they dan him. Vikolei, they burn them again. Mavadre Hashem Yami, spread them out over the seven oceans. That's what they do. So also ask the Bilam the Gida. So Unklus brought up an El. I asked a different Rosh. Let me ask Bilam what the story is. They brought up Bilam. Amalei man chashuv amu. Who's chashuv in the next world? Amalei Yisrael. Maolad bukebuhu. What about joining them? Amalei leisidra shleim v'tavasu kol yamim. He uses this pasuk which is talking about something else, but says don't be dairish der shleim v'tavasu. Don't get near them. That's what the Bilam said. Amalei dina dehu gavra v'mai. So he asked Bilam, what's your oinish every day? Amalei, v'shichba zera reisachas. They burn me every day with boiling hot shichba zera. And Rashi explains why. Mida k'nega mida, shabat tzosai hischalam liznois el b'nois moyav. Mamish district's parashah Matis, where it says that Shavaros and Midyanim, al kaponim, here it says that's his oinish. Ozal askev menegidla poishe Yisrael. He went and brought up the poishe Yisrael with Oyv. Who's the poishe Yisrael? So some have a girsa, it's Yeshu, which is the Yoshka. But again, it's straight to say this is that Yoshka. But this might be the Talmud of Shuvah and Prachia. But like about him, he brought up the Risham of Klai Yisrael. Omri man chashu am Omri Yisrael. Malad vukibu. He asked them, should I attach myself to them? To them, Omri, yeah. Tevasam derosh, rosh malin sidrosh. Yes. Go after the good, not after the bad. Anyone starts off with them, he said, yeah, go join them. Yeah, don't start off with them. What's your din? What's your einish? Burning tzoyah. Anyone who makes fun of the Divrei Chazal, I get burnt with tzoyah resachas. Like Rashi brings down, it's a pasuk in Kehelas, that the pasuk says there, that the Yosef Mehem Abni Hazer Asoy Svarim Harbe in Kates Velag Harbe Yigias Basa Yigias Basa Shotsoya. Someone who makes fun of the Divrei Chacham, which is the Bni Hazer, is talking about be very careful in Divrei Chacham and Divrei Seifrim. So there you'll get a einish of Lag Harbe Yigias Basa. Al Kaponim, it says his nidin is Tzayrus Achas. So Gemara ends off. Even though they know what's right, Klai Yisrael, they mask him. Klai Yisrael is the Choshev Hu Amma. Still, he can't bring himself to say, join Klai Yisrael. Mashenkin, the Risham of Klai Yisrael, a Yid is always a Yid. The Mayan said, a Yid is always a Yid. Even Paishi Yisrael, he still says, stick with Klai Yisrael. That's the best place to be. Even though they were the Paishi Yisrael and getting a very bad Oynish, almost as bad as the other Oynishim every day. But still, that's the difference between Paishi Yisrael and a Viyah Umas Oylam, because a Yid is always a Yid.